Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier. Actually welcoming in now on our WWL radio huddle, Marshall Newhouse, offensive lineman, been in the NFL 10 years, Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
How you been enjoying New Orleans, man?
It's been great. This is one of the better cities. I don't know why it's taking us so long to get back here. This is
we feel the
place.
Same way for
oh,
sure.
Man,
we love
incredible.
It.
Yeah. It's been beautiful. I mean, and then we got a great weather week as well. It's funny, you know, the snow happening before we got here. We lucked out on that. But,
oh, yeah.
Everything's been walkable and just it's just incredible. So this is the best place.
Marshall, one of the things with you is, okay, in this league, you got to survive. Mm. And you kind of went to a number of different teams.
Sure.
But you survived in this
yeah.
league. Okay, because, yeah. one, you were a versatile player.
Yes.
Along the offensive line. I remember scouting you when you were coming out of TCU.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
And that's you went with the Packers
yeah.
early on. But you also were with the Saints for a short time.
I was, man. I signed here in 2019 and right before OTAs. And this was as close as I'd ever played back home to Texas. I was pumped. I wanted to be here the rest of my career. I was backing up Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. And, man, I was, like, excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay here and be the backup. I am okay with that. This is great. New Orleans is great. And then training camp happened, and I get hurt.
Oh.
And, you know, I talked to Sean. He told me straight up. He's like, I want you here. But we had to figure some stuff out for week one, and I get injury settled. And the long story short is I end up signing with New England because you're technically a free agent after that. A couple weeks later, end up starting 10 games at left tackle for the Patriots, Tom Brady's last year, and the rest is history. But, man, I loved that my short time here. And I was looking for apartments. I was like, man, I want to be here. I want to be here real bad. So
you talked about Eli Manning, yeah. and we'll find out later tonight if he goes into
right.
the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Your thoughts about playing with Eli?
He was great, man. It's funny. People are seeing now more of his personable side. He was always that way in the locker room and stuff. But, you know, being raised in that New York media, he just had to, you know, set boundaries about, you know, how much he's going to give away because he's trying to be the QB first. He's trying to be a successful quarterback. But he's an awesome, awesome teammate. Was the first one to crack a joke and lighten the mood with being lighthearted. But then we got to work. He knew how to work, and we went by his lead. And just a real – again, things don't go well when you're a quarterback.
Right.
He was the best about just being even-keeled and encouraging guys and getting people in the right situation, and it was just a blast playing for him.
Jari Evans, he's also up. And I know linemen, man, they respect other linemen
yes.
to do it for as long as Jari. And for me, other than Willie Rofe,
man.
Jari was the best lineman ever put on that black and gold uniform.
I think people underestimate his talent, especially because he played guard, but he was a big boy, but he could move, man. And he was – I know Drew Brees appreciates him. He was just an incredible guy to watch. And, you know, you end up watching – you're watching film of who you're playing, but inevitably over the course of time you watch the whole league. And so he's a guy early in my career who I watched a lot of and respected he and the lines here. And I ran into Jermon Bushrod. A lot of those Saints guys were just awesome. And then, you know, at the time when I signed with New Orleans, Zach Streif was an assistant coach. He was getting into coaching, and now look at him. He's in Denver doing his thing.
So what is Marshall Newhouse doing now after football? What you got going on?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. And I'm grateful that there are a lot of things that are available to me. So I'm really going full bore into sports media. I've been doing the NFL show with DraftKings all year. It's called Pregame Power Up. It's a pregame show to the Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football games with Trey Wingo,
nice.
Formerly of ESPN. So he's been great. I learned a lot from him. And it's been an awesome year with that. I called some games on radio for TCU and then during bowl season. I want to call more games. That's been a blast. I want to call some NFL games for radio and TV as well. And then while this is going on, I'm in business school. So I started in the fall of 2023, and I'm graduating this spring. So
congrats.
Just a lot of things, a lot of stokes in the fire, and I want, you know, as many opportunities, you know, after football. And so this is part of that.
Okay, so tell me something about my buddy Sonny Dykes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. He ain't as colorful as his pop.
Yeah, I've heard.
Pop, oh, goodness. If you ask him a question, he'll tell you how to watch his build and everything else. But Sonny got some good lines, too. But, man, as a coach, he coached at Louisiana Tech for a long period of time. Yeah. Then he kind of bounced around, and he took the scuff, too. Ends up at TCU, playing in a national championship game. Now, they got waxed, but still, they got there.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, you know, I'm a big fan of Sonny. I've gotten to know him. I introduced to him early on. And, yeah, that first year was a fever dream. It was a magical run. But a lot of those players were Gary Patterson's players. They, you know, and so that was – he was the coach, but that was the narrative, and that's fine. But the success was a success. But then how are you going to build your program to reflect you as Sonny Dykes? And so they took a little hit on the head the next year, and then this year they built back up. And so I think, you know, via the transfer portal, and Sonny just, you know, taking over the program, he's a different style as Gary. He's more of a CEO, he's more of an encourager. Gary was more fire and brimstone defensive coach, and that's okay. And so he's finding his footing. I think the players respect him a lot. I tell the story now, this is why I know they're heading the right direction. They went 8-4. They had a chance to win the Big 12, and you say they lost four, but no, those were close games. They were right there. The Big 12 is a lot of fun as a league, but they had, you know, they got snubbed a little bit with the bowl selection. You know, they, you know, that becomes a business at the end of the day for the bowl games. So we go to New Mexico. They had every chance to be an 8-4 team playing Louisiana Lafayette. And just kind of lay down and not show up. They did the opposite. They did what they're supposed to do. They had a lot of veteran leadership like, hey, man, this is another game for us to get better, and this is going to lead and directly influence next season. So they went out to New Mexico and waxed Louisiana.
They took the belt off.
They did what they were supposed to do, but that's not a given. Some teams, they don't show up mentally. And so to me, that was a big response to where I think this program is heading. And so obviously you need talent. They're continuing to recruit really well, but they'll be competitive in the Big 12, there's no doubt.
Okay, I'll ask you this. You got to play for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What was your first thoughts when you heard he's the head coach at North Carolina? Now, for everybody, it's like, this is shocking.
Yeah.
It's not surprising, shocking that he's going to coach college players.
Yeah. Listen, I said this 4 years ago, that would have been a crazy shock. In 2025, I heard it. I was like, nah, it makes sense. I don't think it's a crazy thing. Obviously, I think he wanted to be back in the NFL last year.
Yeah,
he got a couple interviews, but just no bites, no fit. And so if you're a guy like him who's still got the energy and still got the bug and he can coach, this makes a lot of sense, especially given the way that college football looks now and the way it functions now. Listen, he's a professional head coach. College football, especially the big programs, are being run like professionals.
Yeah.
And so to me, it makes more sense than people realize, and that there's a reason he immediately went and got Mike Lombardi as his GM. They're going to have – you know, I've been getting involved a little bit learning about the new things, especially with TCU, my connections there. But these programs are going to have a full-time GM and then a personnel staff. They're going to have a guy who handles the salary cap, if you will. I'll put that in quotations, with the revenue sharing. This is the new reality. That is more professional sports than it's ever been. And so a Bill Belichick, to me, makes a lot of sense. And then ultimately, he raises the floor of North Carolina. Does that mean they're going to win a national championship right away? No. But he raises their floor because you think about what he did best. His teams were the most disciplined, and they waited for you to make a mistake. They put pressure on you in all facets of the game, and you think about all the ways in which young kids make mistakes. His guys are going to be disciplined. They're going to play really sound football, and defense specifically, and they're going to be a tough out. TCU's got them week one. I'm not excited about that. I'm going to try to make my way over to Chapel Hill. But listen, that's what I think he can do for a team like North Carolina. In a program with a lot of pride, even though they're a basketball school, a lot of pride in their athletic facility and a lot of money to compete. And so I think it's a really fun – we'll see how it goes. It could go any kind of way, but I have confidence that he'll figure it out.
We got a big test Sunday in the Superdome.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, arguably probably the two best teams all season long.
Sure.
What do you feel about this matchup and some of the keys, and who do you think is going to come away with as a winner?
Listen, a lot of people are not as excited that it's a rematch, but man, these are the two best. They do things so well. They're led by, you know, head coaches who have empowered their coordinators. Nick Sirianni has empowered Vic Fangio to have this stout defense in his image. And then Kellen Moore, who's getting all these interviews, to play with these toys that Howie Roseman has gotten him. So they're talented on the ball across the board. And then Andy Reid, empowering Steve Spagnuolo to continue to be his best. He's going to go down as maybe one of the best coordinators ever if he keeps this pace up as a defense coordinator. So the matchups is awesome. You've got Pat Mahomes playing his best. It didn't look pretty all year, but I told people all year, yes, they're winning close games, but they're winning. They're doing it intentionally. They are doing what is needed to do to win. They're dragging you to their style of play. They don't have Tyreek Hill anymore. Teams are playing cover two shell, making them earn it. He's like, all right, we'll adjust, we'll adapt, and we'll still beat you. We'll get make the game tied or a small lead late in the game, and Pat Mahomes is going to go suffocate you and score and win the game. That's intentional. Yeah, they aren't blowing teams out, but that's what they do. And so it's going to be – it's the top margins are so tight. But I think we have enough of sample size where I'm taking the Chiefs and Mahomes just because if the game is close, you get the ball in his hand. Whether it's a minute left or you got to go 2 minutes or they got 5 minutes left, they know how to bleed the clock. They've done it every single way.
Ask the Bills, 13 seconds.
Every single way you can think of. And so, you know, as talented as the Eagles are, I think I have the Chiefs, but it's going to be a great game. I really do think so.
Awesome stuff, Marshall. Hope
Thank
you enjoyed
Marshall.
The city
Appreciate
the rest
it.
Of your time here.
Absolutely,
Thank
guys.
You, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Marshall Newhouse here on Sports Talk.